كتمنا مخيطا فما فوقه كان غلولا يأتي به يوم القيامة. الصحابي عدي بن عمير رضي الله عنه says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that person who we appoint for some work, we give him a certain position, and this person, what he does, this position normally would entail a person going and collecting zakat, person going and handling the mali ghanimat, that wealth, the spoils of war that comes, that needs to be distributed. So he's got some kind of work that requires some kind of respect, it requires honor, it requires honesty. So this type of work we have given a person. But what he does, Rasulullah says that he hides even a needle. From that, he hides a needle, showing how little he hides. He keeps it for himself. Or even above that, whatever amount he takes, but he's taking from that wealth, which he, it's a responsibility on his shoulders, it's an amanat on his shoulders. Rasulullah saying this is embezzlement. He is stealing. يَأْتِي بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll have to bring this thing and he'll have to account for it. In other words, he'll have to account for it on the day of Qiyamah. فَقَامَ إِلَيْهِ رَجُلٌ أَسْوَدُ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. A person from the Ansar had stood up. كَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ, seeing as though I can see him in front of me. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اِقْبَلْ عَنِّي عَمَلَكَ. O رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, accept my resignation. This was Sahaba. When they would hear something, immediately it would affect the heart. Man wasn't worried whether he's losing his job. They were poor people, they were not wealthy people. Yeah, he had a job given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a job of honor, but he was happy to leave that job. But why should I disobey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Rasulullah, accept my resignation. And it also shows us something, that this person was, the Sahabi mentioned that he was a black person that stood up. So Rasulullah sallallahu didn't look at color, he didn't look at creed, he didn't look at the background. He gave this person, and many people, would, not many people, but sometimes Sahaba would come and they would request for these sort of positions where Rasulullah appoints them to do this. But here Rasulullah had appointed this person despite his color. So there was no such thing as any kind of racial discrimination. There wasn't anything like that. Rasulullah had appointed him. Now he came and he said, accept my resignation. قال وما لك, Rasulullah asked him, what is the problem? قال سمعتك تقول كذا وكذا. So he said, I heard you saying these words, that same hadith that we read, that the person will have to bring this thing on the day of Qiyamah. قَالَ وَأَنَا أَقُولُهُ الْآنَ. Rasulullah, instead of like sympathizing with him and making it seem a little bit trivial, he said, I will repeat this again. He said, I will repeat what I said again. مَنِ اسْتَعْمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى عَمَلٍ فَلْيَجِئُ بِخَلِيلِهِ وَكَثِيرِهِ. Whoever we appoint for any work of amanat, then he should bring every single thing, whether it's little or it's a lot. فَمَا أُوتِيَ مِنْهُ أَخَذَ. Whatever he is given as a salary, that is what he must take. He mustn't take anything more than his salary, because that's what he's getting paid for. وَمَا نُهِيَ عَنْهُ إِنْتَهَى. Whatever he is prevented from taking, he shouldn't be taking it, because he's been prevented from taking. This is such a beautiful hadith. This one, this the other day one person was telling me that from the country which he resides, to get a visa, they have to give those people something. They have to give some type of bribery, then only they can get a visa to come to South Africa. And then he's telling me, even over and above that amount they got to pay for the visa, when they come to the airport, they have to see somebody else right there also. That person that is looking at the visa and seeing if it's correct and is entering on a computer, they have to give him something also. Then only, he said, there's so many procedures to go. And like this in many of different countries of the world, whether it be in Africa, Asia especially, we'll find many of these things exist. Just to go past the border, you got to see somebody right. Go past the side, see the police right. You know, and each person there is getting paid for his job. But when you don't have systems like this in place, where the fear of akhirat is there, that on the day of Qiyamah, even that one riyal I'm taking from this man, I'll have to answer Allah Pak for. Because this job I got, I'm getting paid for it, I'm getting a salary for it. I don't need to take anything from the public. I don't need to take their money. This money Allah Pak is giving me via the government, or whichever job I got, or a person who's working in a position of amanat for any business, he doesn't need to tell the person, you'll be awarded this tender, you'll get this contract. So long as you see me right, you give me 10% or you give me 5%. He won't need to say anything. He knows that I'll have to answer for this on the day of Qiyamah. So see how beautiful this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. That it cuts out all type of corruption. From the root it cuts out. If Rasulullah is mentioning that one needle is something that is so cheap, you know, the value, it's hardly worth anything. But to impress upon us to say one needle a man is taking corruptly, he'll have to answer it from the day of Qiyamah. Can you imagine how much serious it will be? The people are taking millions and millions of public funds, and they're taking it, and it's just disappearing from the taxpayers' money. Well, how much a person will have to answer for that on the day of Qiyamah? Anyway, to this hadith, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, قال, لما كان يوم خيبر, أقبل نفر من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال فلان شهيد وفلان شهيد. حضرت عمر بن خطاب رضي الله عنه says that in the day of Khaybar took place six years after Hijrah, just after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, then took place the Battle of Khaybar. So he says on this occasion, some Sahaba came and they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that such and such a person, Fulan in Arabic means such and such a person, Fulanun Shahidun or Fulanun Shahidun, such and such a person has become Shahid. Hatta marru ala rajulin, until they had moved and they passed by one person. Faqalu Fulanun Shahidun, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person also is Shahid. So as they were walking, they passed somebody, they said, this man is Shaheed. And they carried on walking. They saw another person, they said, that this man is Shaheed. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَلَّا إِنِّي رَأَيْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ فِي بُرْدَةٍ غَلَّاهَا أَوْ عَبَاءَهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said never. That man is not a Shaheed. I have seen him, I have been shown that this person is in the fire of Jahannam because of one shawl that he had usurped. He had taken unjustly one shawl. Because of that one cloth or one shawl that he had taken, Rasulullah said, I have been shown that this man is in the fire of Jahannam. This shows us how serious it is. Going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the highest, according to the situation, it is one of the highest acts a man can be involved in. And despite being involved in that act, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this man is in the fire of Jahannam because something he took, something petty he had taken unjustly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of being very careful that we don't take anything that doesn't belong to us, that we're not entitled to, we shouldn't be taking, that is tantamount or even it appears to be some type of corruption or some type of bribery, even if there is a slight imitation, it slightly appears to be something like bribery, we should just leave it out altogether. Many of the Sufi Ikram explain that a person's spiritual progress is hindered because of things like this. A man feels suddenly he doesn't have that excitement, he doesn't feel that energy to read his namaz, he doesn't feel that energy and that excitement and that will to read Quran, he doesn't feel like doing good deeds anymore. It is because, ulama explain, it's because of things like this. A person unjustly takes somebody's money, unjustly he eats up things that don't belong to him. So this is one of the things, one of the ha'ils, one of the barriers that come between him and his spiritual progress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.